You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now from movies to music. While studying classical voice at SOTA, San Francisco's public arts high school, Jamie Z felt drawn to jazz. The genre's nonconformist ethos seemed to mirror Jamie's experience as half Chinese, half white, bisexual, and non-binary. Now she's studying at the California Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley and composing music that reflects her identities. Jamie came by KALW Studio to talk about her musical journey for Bay Area Beats.
Music has a lot of rules that they teach you. It's like, here's these four bars, and there's four beats that fit into each one, and everything's very mathematical and scientific, and it all makes sense. But when you really start playing the music, anything can happen. Something's killing me. You make one big motion, you change my emotion on what you're doing. My name's Jamie Z. I'm a singer from the Bay Area. I was born in San Francisco, and I've been into music and the arts my entire life. I was exposed to a little bit of jazz when I was younger, but it was mostly like smooth jazz, like elevator music, you know? And so I don't think it was all the juicy stuff yet, like Lester Young or Ella. Maybe some Ella like was slipped in there, but from what I remember as a kid, it was like a lot of Chinese music, like Jackie Chan singing. In school, they would show us these kung fu movies and all these martial arts movies as like a lesson. They'd be like, this is, you know, the actors of our people, and this is our martial arts. It was just interesting to hear this music that your family knows, that you're, you know, that you guys karaoke to all the time, and you know, it was just a good feeling. I was trained in high school as a classical singer, and before that I pursued musical theater for a little bit. But it wasn't really my thing, and I was looking for something more expressive and more to do with improvising. So some teachers of mine, they reached out to me and they were like, okay, so this guy, John Calloway, he has a Latin jazz youth ensemble in San Francisco that he runs, and you would be great for it. And I was like, first of all, I don't know how to speak Spanish. Second of all, I've never sung in Spanish. Third of all, I know nothing about this craft, and I don't want to butcher it, and I don't want to like, I don't want to be disrespectful. So John came to my high school into the cafeteria. It was like really grungy, super gross, you know, like rainy day. And he comes in, sits at the piano, is not looking at me, and he starts plunking away. And he had sent me a song to learn for him, and it was Lágrimas Negras, the first song that I ever learned for him. And we just started playing on the piano together, and I was singing and he was playing. And after we finished the song, he looks at me and says, why didn't you learn this earlier? You could have been in the show tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God. I won't tell you to smile for me. Won't you just let me be ordering me to anywhere. What makes the sound of my music unique is me being able to be vulnerable to the influences that have sculpted me as a Hapa, as being half white and half Chinese. And I think that through my music, I'm able to kind of channel this feeling of not wanting to be what anybody else wants me to be. They denied me of my change, and it made me feel like one big disgrace. I mean, I feel the pressure all the time to kind of be representing some kind of label or like some kind of type of person. Like, oh, you're this and this and this and this, but that's too much, so you have to clear it out a little bit. You can only choose a couple. And I'm like, well, I'm all these things. I'm really complex. I still feel like it's important to remember where we came from. Because although you can have all this formal education and formal training, it doesn't mean that you are any better than some guy on the street who's studying at home, who's studying from his mentor, who's been doing this for the past 80 some years, you know? I don't feel like jazz will ever go out of style, just because it's been in evolution. It's like a butterfly. It's still cocooning. And I feel like no matter what jazz might be, it is always protest song in its purest form. You know, it's obviously been filtered through like a white lens and has been sold as a product, but I feel like jazz is in everything that we do. It's in the soul music that we sing, it's in the church, it's created Latin jazz. It's always fresh and it's always influencing someone else, because you know what? Someone is out there sampling something from a Nancy Wilson record. You know, someone is sampling Cannonball Adderley, someone is sampling Benny Goodman, someone is sampling Herbie Hancock. Everything's influencing us. You know, it's like being a mixed person. I wouldn't be me without all these other ingredients. So why leave that behind?
That was jazz singer and composer Jamie Z. You can hear her perform Thursday night at the Starline Social Club, and that's for a special Valentine's Day themed cabaret show. This edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Marisol Medina Cadena. And if you want to find out more about Jamie Z and more musicians from around the Bay Area, go to kalw.org. And while you're there, make sure to click Cross Currents to subscribe to our weekly newsletter.